Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God. This is your man of God, Ron. Hope you guys are doing well on today. We are back. We are back with another episode. How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing? Monday down. Today's Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, February 18th. This message today is going to be a little challenging. not challenging. I don't like to say that. I'll just say that self-denial. Self-denial and freedom in Christ. Freedom in following Christ. You know, as believers, we're called to a journey that's transformative. And it requires us to deny ourselves. It requires us to deny ourselves in pursuit of Him. You know, self-denial is not merely an act of willpower. It's a pathway to true freedom. Freedom, joy, and a deeper relationship with God. Hallelujah. Now, don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. It's challenging because, you know, we were born and kind of raised, at least for me. I'm speaking for me. We were raised to think about ourselves, want what we want, and do what we want, right? And that kind of goes against. That's the opposite of what self-denial is, right? You know, in Matthew 16:24, Jesus says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, this statement serves as a foundational truth, right, for our Christian walk. Self-denial involves putting aside our selfish desires, ambitions, and worldly attachments to align our lives with God's purposes. Now, hear me. In no shape or form am I just spewing out this without, like I'm not considering and understanding what that is and what that takes. You know, it took me years to get to the point where I put away worldly things and I begin to, and that doesn't mean having nice things, and that's not what that means. Those things came or come after Him, after giving my life to Him, after putting down and making those things of importance or first priority, if that makes any sense, right? Because, you know, people think that you're supposed to live this lifestyle where there's no fun, there's nothing, you can't. No. That is totally not true. That's not true. It's about truly, truly putting Him first, right? So let's go into understanding self-denial, right? What it means. I mean, self-denial does not mean self-hatred. It doesn't mean neglecting our own needs, right? Like I was just speaking about. Rather, it's about prioritizing God's will over our own. Luke 9:23, it tells us, it emphasizes taking up our cross daily. suggesting this is a continuous practice. It's a continuous daily. I was speaking with my godmother yesterday, and she was speaking about this specifically. She was just saying that it's a day to day. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new day. So it's a day to day process. It's a day to day process, right? Like, for instance, with Moses. Moses chose to suffer with his people rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Hebrews 11:25. Paul practiced self-denial by becoming all things to all people to win them for Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:22. So, recognizing our personal desires. Take time to reflect on what holds you back from fully following Christ. Right? Is it pride, ambition, or fear? Wow, that's a big one. Oh my. What holds you back from fully following Christ? Is it pride, ambition, or fear? Let that sink in for a moment. Really think about that. I would even say meditate on that question. What is holding you back? Man, that one hit me because I'm looking at me as well. You know, I'm looking at, and I'm thinking about what held me back for so long, you know? What held me back? But because of his grace, you know, time is redeemed, you know, acceleration. So you're not missing time. But really, what, really, really think about that. But what is it that has been holding you back, you know? Pride. I used to think that pride was this, you know, not wanting to receive help from anyone. Oh my God, it's so much deeper than that. So much deeper than that. You know, pride is putting yourself above any and everything, even Jesus. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, forgive us, you know. Ambition, you know, I used to listen to Gary V. Man, this guy is such an ambitious guy, man. Gary V, you know, Theo Von made a joke about Gary V on what was the guy's podcast, and he was just saying like Gary V is so ambitious, you know, this guy is crazy. He, you know, he'll make you sell your house, you know, to start a business, and after selling your house, you only made $104. And he'll say, yeah, but you made that $104. That's gain. That's increase. Ah, you know, like, it, ambition, nothing is wrong with ambition. But what drives you is the problem, you know. It's easy to make or have ambition lead you to mammon. Right, it's easy to become ambitious, a worldly ambition, and not of the things of Christ, not of the things of God. Right, fear is another huge, huge, huge. Fear is like a boa constrictor. You know, it sucks the life out of you. It cripples you. It suffocates you. Fear. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace, oh Heavenly Father. You know, surrender to God. Bring those desires before God in prayer. Surrendering involves a willingness to let go of control and trust in His plans. Romans 12:1 reminds us of this. Letting go of control. You know, some of us, we have control issues, right? We never had control, right? So it made us be want to control everything, right? It's like the kid who didn't get candy when he was a child because their parents were extremely, extremely strict. And as soon as they could buy their own candy and no one, they lost control. And now, you know, candy has become their enemy because now it's affecting their bodies in a way they can't even explain. It's the same thing with control. You know, some of us are and have been, I including myself, you know, controlling other people is not of God. You actually open the door to be a part of witchcraft when you do that. You know, we're not meant to control people. That's a whole nother conversation and topic. But we must give and let go of control and trust in his plans. You know, daily commitment makes self-denial a daily thing, right? Each day, choose to follow Christ over your instincts. I bet you haven't heard that before. You know, because we're so instinctual. We're so, you know, my instincts. Your instincts can't see what the Holy Spirit can see. And I'm not saying that, you know, using and trusting your instincts, because instincts works in familiar territory. I've seen this before. Your spidey senses go off, right? But the Holy Spirit operates in the unknown. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit operates in the unknown. So, what use of your instincts here? And this could just mean seeking the good of others over personal gain or resisting temptation that leads you away from God. You know, and I look, this is one of the biggest challenges for believers, for us believers, is, you know, self-denial. It's not an easy thing, you know. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is constant battle. It's a constant battle. Seeking the good of others over personal gain. And I mean, how, you know, coming from someone, and this is my vulnerability here, coming from someone who didn't trust, you know, where I grew up, man, trust, you know, was not easily earned, you know. It just wasn't. I wasn't a trusting person for so long, you know. But don't trust in man. Don't trust in man. Trust in him. Trust in the Father. Trust in him. Trust in him. Because, you know, man, we're not perfect, you know. You'll be let down and disappointed, you know. And for some, that's a hard pill to swallow. For most of us, be clear, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow, you know, because it be about self, right? You hurt me. Oh, you disappointed me. Who are you? For real though, like, let's dive into that. Who are you? That is not an invitation to mistreat people or to allow people to mistreat you. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that people will disappoint you. People you put your trust in, or people you hold dear, you know, family, friends, loved ones, you know, partners, spouses. That's just part of it, you know. That's part of it. But we must have grace, because the Father gives us grace. We must have mercy, because the Father gives us mercy. We must have patience, and we must always operate in love. But that's challenging, right? Oh, my. Oh, Hallelujah. That is challenging, right? But that's because you are trying to control and, you know, it's about you. Come on now. Let's talk about it, you know. But there's freedom. There's freedom in self-denial, you know. Denying ourselves definitely seems counterintuitive, but it leads to true freedom, you know. Self-denial empowers us to say no to sinful behaviors and habits that ensnare us. Ooh, Jesus. Galatians 2:20 speaks about being crucified with Christ, emphasizing that our old selves are no longer in control. Ooh, man, you know, that old self, that death to self, and never something that Freud speaks about ego a lot, and I think that's, you know, our egos, man, are a big part of our pride, and, you know, like, everything that's been just promoted to us is like, it's the opposite of what the guidelines and the way is in being a believer, you know. Oh, be proud and, you know, but our egos, man. Being crucified with Christ. Our old selves are no longer in control. Serving others. When we deny our personal desires, we free ourselves to serve others with a pure heart and genuine love. Whew. Philippians 2:3-4 reminds us to consider others better than ourselves, fostering community and connection. Ah! That's why, man, you when you're serving others, you know, there's a posture, there's a, you know, if your heart ain't right, you'll do it in vain. You have to consider others better than you. What? Well, I'm this. I got this degree. I'm this, this, this. I'm anointed. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. You know, it's. I told y'all this wasn't gonna be easy. This is the mirror being pulled up and showing you, like, hey, look at you. You all puffed up and, you know, you're all big headed. All right. And in this, right, freedom to fulfill God's purpose, as we align our lives with God's will, we discover His unique plan for us. This brings fulfillment that worldly pursuits cannot. You know, some of us in our walk, we're at the point where we've aligned our lives with God's will. You know, I truly, truly prefer, and even that's something our Heavenly Father is working through me and on me about, you know, I prefer to be not seen, if that makes a sense. Not seen, but I'm not necessarily how can I say this? You know, but he's pushing me more and more to be out front and not just lead, but to serve and do exploits. Hallelujah. That will bring glory to his name. And that requires being out front. That requires being seen. And I'm trusting him with that, because that was something for so long that I, hallelujah. I didn't, because when I was younger, I used to, like, oh, you know, just life of the party, and, you know, like, yeah, man, let's, I sought validation from people very young, you know, like we all normally do. You know, you're in high school, you know, you play sports, you know, you young, you vibrant, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. And that's where I'm back to this day. But there's a it's a twist, because he's doing it. He's leading me. He's a part of this, the light, the beacon of light that's shining through me is him, and not my charm or whatever, you know. But back then, I used to do it and seek validation. And now, the Father has validated me. He approved me. So now, the light and the thing that is drawing the men in is him. And I'm pointing to Jesus, not me. Be clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the guy. Follow him. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, in embracing self-denial, we go on a journey that leads to a fulfilling, purpose-driven life. By denying ourselves, we affirm our commitment to Christ and open ourselves up to experience the joy and freedom that comes from a relationship with him. Hallelujah. And as we take this step, let us remember that true freedom in Christ is found in surrendering our lives completely to him. Oh, Lord. Surrendering our lives completely to him. Let's pray for the strength and courage to deny ourselves and embrace the beautiful journey of following Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray us out, guys, and then, but before I do, man, I want us to think about everything that was discussed here. Think about it, meditate on the word here that was given, and really, 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 really think about it, because he's calling you. He's calling us. Some of you, man, you're like Joshua. I love Akasiete. You don't know what you carry. Hallelujah. I was there. For sure, for sure. Some of you, there's a huge calling on your life. You're going to do things for the kingdom of God that is going to create global impact. Hallelujah. And but you gotta deny you, deny yourself, and think that it's, excuse me, think that it's you. You must understand self-denial, because you must pursue him, pursue Jesus. Oh man, hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, acknowledging our need for your guidance and strength. Thank you for the call to follow your son, Jesus Christ, who showed us the ultimate example of self-denial. Lord, help us to recognize the areas in our lives where we cling to selfish desires and worldly ambitions. Give us the courage to surrender those desires to you, knowing that true freedom can only be found in your perfect will. As we embrace the call to deny ourselves, remind us that it is not a burden, but a path to deeper intimacy with you. Teach us, dear Lord, to take up our cross each day and to seek the good of others over our own. We pray for the strength to resist temptation and the wisdom to make choices that reflect your love and grace. May our lives be a testimony of freedom from sin and a shining light for others to see your goodness. Help us to serve others selflessly, flowing in the love that you so generously provide. May our hearts be filled with joy as we align our lives with your purpose and fulfill the unique calling you have placed on each of us. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Man, I genuinely am so grateful that we were able to come together today and discuss this, because it's been one of those things that has been a struggle for us all, you know, is to deny self. Woo. So I pray that this message reaches who it's supposed to reach, and may that seed land. On enriching soil. Or soul. Hallelujah. But I gotta go. I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. Have a blessed Tuesday, and more importantly, be a blessing. I'll see you guys in the next video or the next episode. And this is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your man of God, your brother, your host, Ron. So run after Jesus. Run after the things of God. Run. And I'll see you at the finish line. Shalom.